Also, today we lost another rock legend.
Here I am, on the road again.
Australian performer John English is being remembered this afternoon as a beautiful soul. There have been so many lovely tributes today. The British-born Aussie was surrounded by his four children when he passed away last night, and it was due to complications from surgery. 66 years of age, so dying young, and will be remembered for his work in music, theatre and television. What an all-rounder. And one of the shows that he starred in was All Together Now. Now, I used to watch this when we'd get home from school. It went to air on Channel 9 during the 1990s. And Stevie Jacobs, who is now the Today Show weatherman, he played alongside John English on that show. Stevie Jacobs is on the line this afternoon to pay tribute to John English. Stevie, good afternoon to you.
Benny, good afternoon to you, mate. Yeah, you're absolutely right. 66 is way too young. John lived a very full life. He was an amazing guy, you know, and like you say, he was so talented across so many mediums. I grew up with his music and watching him in Against the Wind, Hollywood 7 on the radio, still, you know, one of my favourite songs of all time. And getting to work with the guy was an absolute honour for me. And just finding out that behind that, you know, that rock legend, which he was this really gentle soul. He was very giving. He was just a real gentleman, and it was a pleasure to work with him.
Tell me what it was like, because you would have been how old at the time? I mean, you were a kid, and you were playing a kid on the show. Did he take you under his wing a bit?
Benny, that's a common misconception, my friend. I was 26 years old playing a 15-year-old at the time.
No. Were you really?
Yeah. I was, yeah. It was my first professional acting job out of high school, and I had to throw a school uniform on, and away we went. So it was my first real acting job, and I was so nervous because I was acting alongside John English and Rebecca Gibney, you know, two absolute greats, and he was already a rock legend by that time. And so he really did take me under his wing and give me as much advice as he could, as did Rebecca. You know, they all really helped me because I was kind of the new kid on the block, and many of my scenes were with John because, you know, he played my father, and the whole show is really based on the conflict between he and I, and, you know, him teaching me lessons. But along the way, he really steered me through. You know, I have some great memories of scenes where, you know, Bobby Rivers was teaching me how to dance, and we were on set dancing cheek to cheek, and, you know, he was dipping me, and it just, you know, such wonderful memories. He loved his toys. John loved his gadgets. I remember he had the first mobile phone that I'd ever seen, and he walked in, and I think it was actually in a briefcase. It was so large. It was like this huge brick, you know.
Well, one of the nice things today has been listening to the open line and so many people calling in who weren't in the music industry, they weren't in the theatre business at all. They were just normal people, from theatre goers to security guards, people who were lucky enough to meet him, some people backstage at a rock concert, and the amount of people's names he remembered, how well he treated people, just an all-round good guy.
He told so many stories about, you know, his time on the road and all of the different musicals that he'd been in, and he really never said a bad word about anyone. He loved everything that he did. He had an incredible intellect. He actually wrote a rock opera himself called Paris, which he let me listen to, and it was just stunning. And I really hope that will make it to stage one day. He was just an all-rounder, you know, a really amazing guy. And that voice, you know, when you heard that voice on the radio, that gruff, husky voice, and occasionally he'd pick up the guitar when we're in the rehearsal room for All Together Now and just sit down. And I remember one day we had Tina Arena as a guest, and he and Tina just sat down and whacked out this song, which just knocked you backwards off your chair. You know, he had that voice and that presence. He was a big character, but he was a very generous soul at the same time. He was well loved and well respected all round.
Thank you so much, mate, for coming on and paying tribute.
Yeah, all my best to John's family, his wife and the kids. My thoughts are with you today, and may he rest in peace. He was a true legend, a great icon.
Good man. That's Stevie Jacobs, who is these days the Today Show weatherman. Back in those days, was a young actor. I thought he was a child actor, but he was 26 years of age, and they just dressed him in the school uniform, and he played John's son on that show All Together Now, which was terrific back in the 90s.